This is where the fable comes from that Peter is the first pope. Who's ever heard that before, that Peter's the first pope? The reason why that is out there is because he's the pastor of the church at Rome. He's the pastor of the church at Babylon, which I believe is most likely referring to Rome. And he is there as a pastor, but he can't be the first pope because, you know, the pope is a totally different thing than what Peter is, okay? The pope is a completely different animal, okay? Because the pope has people bowing down to him. Do you remember what happened when people tried to bow down to Peter? He said, oh, get up on your feet. I'm also a man as thou art. So Peter did not receive worship. He didn't have people bowing down to him and kissing his toe like people do to the pope. Not only that, but the popes are celibate, whereas Peter was married. One of Jesus' notable miracles was that Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. Nobody has a mother-in-law without getting married. Nobody says, you know, I don't want to get married, but I feel like I need a mother-in-law. Okay, you know, a mother-in-law is something that comes along with being married, whether you like it or not. Okay, so Peter had a mother-in-law, ergo, Peter was married. Plus, the Apostle Paul stated that all the other apostles were married except for him and Barnabas. So he was not the first pope, but he was very likely pastor of a church in the city of Rome.